is everyone?
Good.
Good, good, good. Who's first?
I'll go. So, Chase's development season one. He goes from jock to, well, still a jock, I guess. But how do you feel like he's grown and put it into season two of, like, being a leader somewhat at the group?
I don't think Alex would love to hear the fact that Chase is being a leader. But I do think he has naturally taken on that responsibility. He was the leader in his school group, so to speak, and so he's used to being that type of character. Obviously, the Runaways before, you know, we all used to be kind of friends, but we were never best friends, and I think he's had to earn that right, which is the fact that Gert is in love with him has helped, because, you know, Gert's very important, and she wants to listen to Chase. But yeah, it's been a real, it has been a big development. I mean, he's confused, he's frustrated, he's eager to find and create justice, but at the same time, he loves his family. So it's been, I think he's confused as to who he is. And I think season two is the growth of Chase and really figuring that out. You know, you have those moments in life. I had it personally this year as a human being. You have those moments where you look in the mirror and you're like, wow, like, I am a different human being. And I think that's going to be Chase at some points in season two. He's going to look at himself and be like, what has happened to my life? And it's up to me now to become the person that I want to become for this situation.
Kind of building off of that, a lot of season one was focused on Chase's relationship with his father. Will we still see echoes of that in season two, or has he kind of moved on from those struggles?
I think it's a really hard thing to move on from. I think it's always going to be in the back of his mind. And, you know, when things are in the back of your mind, and if you don't deal with them properly, they come to the front of the mind. And so Chase has to deal with that throughout season two. Obviously, not every scene is going to be me and James. Don't worry, you're not going to be bored. But it will. His relationship with his dad means a lot to him. The same, you'll also see the relationship with his mum being developed. And also his relationship with the Runaways, too, being developed. Because the story, I think the story arc of season one was a matter of days or weeks, you know. So it wasn't much of, like, it was more of like, this is happening now. What is happening? We've got to figure this out. It was like, now they're going to settle in. Season two. It's all one big blur, guys, sorry. You know, they're going to settle in. He's going to now figure out who he is and who he is when it comes to the Runaways, too.
So, of course, like, all the Runaways butt heads throughout the show, but it seems like, in particular, Chase and Alex.
I love,
like,
it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, so I was wondering, like, how is that relationship defined this season? And what's it like on set, bouncing off one another?
Me and Renzi are, like, best friends.
Oh, great.
He's my brother. I love him. I think he's grown so much as a person over the last few years. I think he's a superstar in the making, for sure. I mean, he already kind of carries himself like one, but he's so good. And so to be able to work with, one, a very good actor, two, your best friend, you know, and to be angry with your best friend and you get paid for it, it's one of the best jobs in the entire world. So it's been so much fun. Alex and Chase will butt heads, but I think the one thing that Chase and Alex have to figure out is, you know, when you work in life, you don't always love your colleague, and you have to figure out a way to work together and team up and do work for the greater good. And I think that's what Chase and Alex are going to go through this season, which is like, bro, I don't like you, and bro, I don't like you either, but, like, we have to figure this out, and we have to figure this out for society. We also have to figure it out for each other. There's only six people kind of are in on this, and so it's important the two of them get on. Personalities clash, especially when you're a teenager and you haven't figured out how to. I'm saying that now as, you know, I'm not 16, so I'm figuring out from my point of view, but it's tough for these characters, for sure. But it's so much fun, honestly. I'd love we just have the best time. Mm-hmm.
The season seems like bigger and more expansive. Can you talk about how it challenged or pushed you as an actor?
It definitely challenged and pushed me as an actor. First off, this season was a longer season, so to be in every single day, you know, 12 to 14 hours a day, is, for 6-7 months, is not easy. So it taught me a lot about professionalism and stamina, just on the professional side. The show is bigger and more expansive. We have an incredible DP. We've got some incredible new cast members coming this season. I can't tell you who, but it's so good. It's so fun. But I think, what was the last part of your question?
How has a challenger pushed you?
Oh, a challenger pushed me as an actor. Well, I think when you work with good actors, you have no choice than to make sure that you are prepared and you know your stuff and that you're good, because otherwise you don't want to be the one in the scene that's not. And so we've all helped pushed each other. I think the material is a little... I think this season there are a few more emotional scenes. I think there are... As an actor, we've really been able to find our beats this season. And it also does help when you have a season behind you, because, one, you know how the special effects are, how they look on screen. Because the first season, you're guessing. You know, it's tough as an actor. You're like, they're like talking to me about these fistigon, these gloves that fire things out. I'm like, well, what color is it? Like, is it wide? Is it thick? Is it thin? Like, do they wave? Like, what am I doing here? So now I think it's helped once you have a season under your belt when it comes to a special effects show. But the special effects, I think the main thing has been, I've realized personally that I would like to do a lot more action comedy in my career. I think it's really encouraged me to do it. I think it's been a lot of fun. I think it's been challenging. It's been, you know, doing stunts. You know, I felt like Tom Cruise this season. So, you know, just maybe, you know, yeah, it's been great.
Thank you.
Guys, thank you. Have a nice morning.